Ring-a-ling-ling, you know what this means. It's 7 o'clock and it's time for another Flatiron Crossroads Radio Hour, where the best in local, regional, and international entertainment lives. The Flatiron Crossroads Radio Hour is produced right here in Gloucester, Virginia, and is a nonprofit organization focused on entertainment, education, and live performances. Please learn more. Visit flatironcrossroads.com. Our sponsor for this week is Phillips Energy. Since 1946, Phillips Energy has been Virginia's leading fuel-related energy provider, located right here in Tidewater, Virginia. Learn more about them at phillipsoilandgas.com or by calling 804-642-2166. This week at the Crossroads, we highlight yet another artist who was supposed to visit the Crossroads in the near future. However, if you had visited Flatiron Crossroads in the past, seeing some shows before the shutdown, you may have caught this artist playing during the social hour just before the concerts begin. You may have seen him up on the piano. I'm talking about Travis Colby. Hey, Travis, how's it going?
Hey, Jay, thank you so much for having me today. I really appreciate the interest.
Travis is a versatile performer who aims to cater to any situation. Anywhere from jazz, background dinner music, to more engaging and high-energy fare, I think you're going to like his style. So let's hear Travis Colby now, starting with Coming Back on the Flatiron Crossroads Radio Hour.
Like I said I would, you're hesitating. Like I knew you would. We're still creating. When our mood is good, we're still debating. We're still misunderstood. And I've been wondering for quite some time if there's any part of you that's still mine. 'Cause you know there's part of me that's yours. You know you keep me wanting more. You keep me coming back. Sometimes I tire of the games we play. You've been a liar, I've been the same way. But there's a fire that just won't go away. There's a fire, I think it's here to stay. And I'm starting to know how it feels to be hungry but denied a meal. Sometimes it gets to be too much, but I always have to stay in touch. You keep me coming back.
Coming back, baby.
my hugging and a kissing, even the shirt on my back. You know I'd give you my last meal if you just wanted a snack. I make you breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I feed you day and night. But lately I realize something just ain't right. 'Cause you've been eating all day long and I ain't even had a bite. You know daddy gets a hungry too. I said daddy gets a hungry too. You know I would do anything for you, but daddy gets a hungry too. All right. She'll never leave you alone. Sometimes I wonder if she even knows I'm home. She'll make you a turkey dinner, won't even throw me a bone. You know daddy gets a hungry too. I said daddy gets a hungry too. You know I would do anything for you, but daddy gets a hungry too.
See, I told you you were going to like his style. That's Travis Colby with Daddy Gets Hungry Too, and before that, Coming Back. And boy, we hope we are coming back. Everybody these days, all businesses and nonprofits struggling to keep the doors open. Flatiron is no different. We'll have more on that in just a little bit. Thank you to our sponsor for allowing this show to happen tonight. It's Phillips Energy. Since 1946, Phillips Energy has been Virginia's leading fuel-related energy provider, right here in Tidewater. Learn more at PhillipsOilAndGas.com. Travis Colby has such a fun style, and as you'll see in a little while, he can get really deep and bluesy as well, but these first two were a lot of fun. So Travis, tell us about the style of music that you write.
So I would say that the music I typically make is a cross between blues, R&B, rock and roll, some jazz, a little bit of funk, some New Orleans. It's a pretty big palette of influences, and that's the kind of music that I like too. I like bands that can have a big variety of songs, especially on an album, make it really interesting instead of just kind of being all the same color. So yeah, I definitely like to try to mix it up and spread it around a little bit.
Well, that's what we're going to next, is an example of you mixing it up just a little bit. It's Travis Colby with Mercy of Your Mood on the Flatiron Crossroads Radio Hour.
Sometimes we're hot, sometimes we're cold. That's just the way it should be. This love of ours won't ever grow old, no matter what the degree. Now I have noticed that these ups and downs, they don't start on my side. I start to feel the way that you feel, and then your mood becomes mine. I'm at the mercy of your mood, a slave to your attitude. When you're high, then I am too. When you're down, I'm down with you. I'm at the mercy of your mood. Now I have always soaked up the vibe of whoever's around. It could be someone just passing by with their nose to the ground. You can imagine just how I feel when it's someone I love. No matter how high that I try, I just can't rise above. I'm at the mercy of your mood, I'll slave to your attitude. When you're high, then I am too. When you're down, I'm down with you. I'm at the mercy of your mood, I'll slave to your attitude. When you're high, then I am too. When you're down, I'm down with you. I'm at the mercy of your mood. A ship that stays on its course, no matter how the wind blows. I'm more susceptible to outside force, I just go with the flow. Put us together, we work out just fine. You know I've got no complaints, I just have to hold on to what's mine and let go of what ain't. I'm at the mercy of your mood, I'll slave to your attitude. When you're high, then I am too. When you're down, I'm down with you. I'm at the mercy of your mood, I'll slave to your attitude. When you're high, then I am too. When you're down, I'm down with you. I'm at the mercy of your mood.
Oh,
You're listening to the Flatiron Crossroads Radio Hour, this week highlighting Travis Colby. That was Travis right there with Triscuit Jam, and before that, Mercy of Your Mood. Now see, I chose those two because they had a little bit of funkiness in them, which wasn't in the first two tracks that we played. So coming up in just a minute, I think we're going to lean more towards the bluesy side of what Travis does. But Travis, tell us a little bit about how you first became affected by music.
So I'm sure you probably hear this response a lot, but I've always loved music. I will say that when I was younger, you know, before the age of 10, I enjoyed listening to it and, you know, was inspired by certain things. When I was about 13 years old, I saw this movie about Jerry Lee Lewis called Great Balls of Fire. And I got kind of obsessed with the music, but there was something about the combination of the audio and the visual. And all of a sudden, I got really into that kind of rock and roll piano, like Little Richard and Jerry Lee. I got referred to some other blues piano players, so it started kind of expanding my taste a little bit. And I would say about that point, that's when really music became part of my life. In high school, I ended up joining up with a blues band, and they exposed me to more stuff. And that was kind of, you know, the beginning of my musical career.
Well, I'm glad you bring up your growing interest as a child into the blues music, because that's where we're going to next. We're heading to Travis Colby doing the blues with Shadow of a Better Age on the Flatiron Crossroads Radio Hour.
Ever since I can remember, I've been hearing about those good old days. Yeah, ever since I can remember, I've been hearing about those good old days. Yes, I have. They tell me you would have loved it, son. but I think he was born too late. You could still make a living doing what you love to do. Yeah, you could still make a living. Yes, you could. Doing what you love to do. But that was then and this is now. I think those good old days are through. I was born in the shadow of a better age. Hearing all the stories of those good old days. The shadow of a better age. You didn't have to worry about people coming to your show, 'cause they'd travel from all over to the place they'd come to know. And they didn't have to worry about driving home at night, 'cause the police were there to help you. They were out to start a fight. I was born in the shadow of a better age. Hearing all the stories of those good old days. In the shadow of a better age. Thank you.
Back then, they got paid what we still get paid now. But you know the cost of living, it kept going up somehow. They didn't have no karaoke, and they didn't have no DJs, and no one ever became an idol just because they won a game. I was born in the shadow of a better age. Hearing all the stories of those good old days, I was born in the shadow of a better age. Hearing all the stories of those good old days.
That's Travis Colby doing the blues with Shadow of a Better Age, right here on the Flatiron Crossroads Radio Hour. So glad you could join us tonight. Thank you to our sponsors for this evening, Phillips Energy. Since 1946, Phillips Energy has been Virginia's leading fuel-related energy provider. They're located right here in Tidewater, Virginia, and you can learn more about them and support them at PhillipsOilAndGas.com. We've seen Travis do a few different styles of music, so what we're going to do next is go into more of his deeper, thought-provoking, emotion-provoking music. But we're going to do that right after this message. Folks, let's face it. The past few months have been stressful on everyone, individually in many ways. And businesses have either thrived or plummeted to either near or complete shutdown. Kaput, gone. The current situation here at Flatiron Crossroads is plummet. During the Phase 1 shutdown, we had to cancel all shows. But now, we planned on doing shows outside where people could be safer rather than inside. But there seems to be a lot of red tape in us being allowed outside and to bring Flatiron Crossroads back to life while bringing you the best in live music. So, we might be able to be inside while limiting the number of attendees. But folks, even that won't pay the bills. Long story longer, Flatiron Crossroads needs your help. If you enjoy this program, and if you enjoy Flatiron Crossroads and what it represents both as a venue and what it does for our community, go to FlatironCrossroads.com right now and make a donation. Your donations could help Flatiron Crossroads limp along until we can fully reopen or get approval to be outside. Otherwise, this may go away. Thank you for your help in advance. Let's get back to the music with Travis Colby, and let's dive into yet a different style. I think my way of explaining this would be we're getting ready to take a look more into the mind of the man. So we're getting into some emotions. We're getting into how he feels about life. Not that the other songs didn't, but I think you'll see the difference coming up here. So here's Travis with Where I Would Be on the Flatiron Crossroads Radio Hour.
does every time. We keep on crossing each other's lines. Tensions are rising with no one's in store. But then I remember we've been here before.
become aware of a feeling in the air. You just can't deceive. You wear your heart right on your sleeve. Your eyes are full of pity and your head is hanging low. You've got something to tell me. I'd rather not know. I'd rather not know. Like a light that fades as clouds emerge to steal the day. Is how I feel about this truth you will reveal. I know you want relief from this weight you've had to tone. You've got something to tell me. I'd rather not know. I'd rather not know. I'd rather not know. I'd rather not know.
That right there is the multi-talented Travis Colby showing off his mean, mean guitar playing skills with Rather Not Know. Before that, showing off again his piano skills, this time with Where I Would Be. Both of them extremely nice. Thanks, Travis. You know, you've got a lot of different skills. You've got a lot of different styles. How did you come about and get molded into who you are today as a musician?
So I've been very lucky in my musical career to end up in some great situations. Starting at a pretty young age, started playing piano with a guy named Luther Guitar Jr. Johnson, a Chicago blues recording artist, when I was about 19 years old. One of the first gigs I ever did with him overseas was in China. So I was very young. It was a great experience, and was able to record on a Grammy-nominated album that he did when I was about 22. It was called Gotta Find a Way. I think the stuff that I'm more proud of is the stuff that I did on my own. One of the things that really sticks out to me was the privilege to be able to get a song on a HBO show called True Blood a couple of years ago. It was a song off my debut album, Quick Fix, and the song was called Strut, kind of an instrumental guitar shuffle. So that was something I was really proud of.
Who wouldn't be proud of that? That's awesome. You having your music on a national television program, that's pretty cool. Thanks for that peek into your world. And actually, speaking of your world, let's play your next track, which is called My Little World. It's Travis Colby on the Flatiron Crossroads Radio Hour.
Ooh.
side. It may be so. I'll never know. But I believe in things I'm shown. I'll never be alone. They are here with me, my little world. They are all I see, my little world. Are the people that are close to me, without them don't know where I'd be. Now me and my baby, we're so tight, 'cause she's the one for me. But if we're together every night, there can't be hard to see. Sometimes we are forced to go our separate ways. And when we get back together, we don't leave the house for days. I want to, want to. Ladies.
try this one more time.
That's Travis Colby with Want To, and before that, My Little World. And I want to thank you for joining us, as well as thank our sponsors for tonight, Phillips Energy. Since 1946, Phillips Energy has been Virginia's leading fuel-related energy provider right here in Tidewater, Virginia. You can learn more about them and support them at PhillipsOilAndGas.com. So, Travis, this hour is going by so fast, but I do want to ask you this before the hour is done. Besides music, do you have any other passions?
I would say undoubtedly my greatest passion besides music, and maybe even more than music, is my family. I have two little girls, 7 and 2-year-old, lovely wife, and, you know, without them, I don't know what I would do. They're definitely the most important thing to me. Things that I also enjoy besides music and my family, I like, you know, exercising, working out. That's always been really important, is kind of physical fitness for me. It's, to me, it's really important to feel well, and it really actually affects your music a lot. That's really important to me. I always want to just be in, you know, tip-top shape and ready to perform at the highest ability I can. And besides that, art and writing were the other two things that I've always really been into, especially at an early age. I always thought I was going to be either like a graphic artist or a writer, and music just kind of ended up falling in my lap. So definitely a lot of other interests besides music, and I think that's the way it should be.
You're right. That is the way it should be. Well, let's get back to your music. Let's do this one. It's a fun one. It's called Look Out, right here on the Flatiron Crossroads Radio Hour.
Look out, everybody. We're in a mood tonight. Look out, everybody. Gonna tear this joint up right. Look out, everybody, we're feeling good. Get you on the floor like you know you should. Look out, everybody, we're in a mood tonight. Look out, pretty baby, I've got my eye on you. Look out, pretty baby, I dig the way you move. Look out, pretty baby, I'm on your case. I just wanna kiss that pretty face. Look out, pretty baby, I've got my eye on you. We're working hard and we don't ask much from you. Just dig this groove, that's all you gotta do. Ooh, look out, big drinker, put down that glass of beer. Look out, big drinker, gonna drive all your tears. Look out, big drinker, forget your pain. Pack your bags, get on the boogie train. Look out, big drinker, put down that glass of beer. We'll be right back. any good. Get you on the floor like you know you should. Look out, everybody, we in the mood tonight. Look out, everybody, we in the mood tonight. Look out, everybody, we in the mood tonight. Look out!
Travis Colby right here on the Flatiron Crossroads Radio Hour with Lookout. And if you'd like to look out and see what Travis Colby is up to, you can visit his website, TravisColbyBand.com. Now, Travis, before I let you go, do you have any advice for anybody else that would like to be a musician or artist?
Always be very aware of opportunity knocking at their door, and don't turn down things that are being presented to you out of laziness or bad advice or anything like that. Really try to just keep yourself open and know when something is kind of working in your favor, because as they say, it only knocks once. And then the other thing I would say would be to definitely have some kind of a backup plan besides music. I know that sounds like something your parents tell you. It doesn't mean that you can't prioritize music and make music your career. It just means have something else in the eaves, a skill that could possibly make some money. I just think it's important, and I think that we're seeing the evidence of that right now more than we've ever seen before, because everything just pretty much stopped for musicians. So yeah, that's important. It's just to, you know, have a backup plan, but also be aware of opportunity knocking.
That is great, great advice. And no, it doesn't sound like your parents kind of complaining to you. Mine did the same thing, and I'm glad they said that to me. So, Travis, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We've appreciated having you here and enjoyed it.
Thanks again, Jay, for having me today. It was a lot of fun.
That's great. We'll have to do it again sometime, and hopefully I'll get to see you sometime live at Flatiron Crossroads. If we can just get those daggone doors open and get just a handful of people in there, we'll be back. Folks, that's all the time we've got for this week. Thank you so much for joining us here at the Flatiron Crossroads Radio Hour. Our program is an independent production of Flatiron Crossroads. It's produced by Ray Friend. Theme music is by Walt Stillman. Sound engineering is done by yours truly. And support comes from our sponsors, Phillips Energy, and from you, our listeners and audience members. As a nonprofit organization, Flatiron Crossroads depends on your support. So please visit flatironcrossroads.com. And if you feel like our mission and this program is an important thing, not just for our community here in Virginia, but across the nation through our podcast and through our education, please just make a donation. Whatever you feel you can give is greatly appreciated. I'm your host, Jay Hutchins, and I look forward to seeing you next week on the Flatiron Crossroads Radio Hour.